所以请你们对洪长老有耐心和爱心。
And he didn't pay me to say this, okay? So,
他没有付我任何的钱去讲这些话。
At least not yet, so.
还至少现在还没有。
This morning's message is titled a wake up or wake up call.
今天早上的信息是唤醒或者是叫醒。
I don't know if you've ever been sound asleep. You're having the best sleep of your life. And all of a sudden, the alarm clock wakes you up.
我不知道你有没有经历过在一个很安然的睡觉当中被这个闹钟这样声音所叫醒的经历。
And then when you wake up, you're kind of all startled and frazzled.
你那就当你醒的时候你就感觉到非常的恼怒跟不安。
Have any of you experienced that before? Yes?
有没有人经历过这样子的感觉?
No, only a couple of you, okay. Alright.
只是几位有这样子。
That's a wake up call, an alarm. But sometimes in life, we also have wake up calls.
这个是我们生活里面的一些的闹钟，但是在我们的生命里面可能也有一些的这样子的警钟。
Where we go through life and all of a sudden something happens or someone says something and it kind of wakes us up.
可能就是在我们生活里面突然间有一些人说了一些话做了一些事情把我们突然间从沉睡中叫醒。
I remember a Monday night about a month ago.
我记得有一个星期一的晚上。
After a day in the office at church, I went home.
当我在教会里工作完以后回到家里。
I ate dinner with my family.
跟家人一起的共进晚餐。
And then after dinner, we always have what's called family fun night.
晚餐以后我们有一起喜乐的玩乐的时间。
Usually it just means the kids are cleaning up, so.
其实只是让小孩子去收拾他们的东西。
But we call it fun, okay? So.
我们觉得那个是很喜乐的时候。
I then gave the kids a bath.
然后让小孩子可以洗澡。
And all this was kind of our normal routine on a Monday night.
这是我们常做的事情。
My wife was putting down our youngest son Isaac to sleep.
当我的太太把 Isaac 放下来去睡觉的时候。
I was reading a story with Dominic.
我跟我另外一个儿子 Dominic 讲故事。
Ready to put him down for the night.
就准备要把他放下来让他可以入睡。
And as I was putting him down for the night, I was starting to think, okay, all the things I needed to do the rest of that night.
然后我就开始去想今天晚上还有什么事情要做。
Okay, you know, wash the dishes.
What?
洗碗。Wash the dishes. Wash the dishes. Check sports scores.
然后看看这个运动比赛的结果。
When all suddenly Margaret burst into the room.
突然间 Margaret 就跑进我的房间。
And she said, it's 8 o'clock.
她说已经八点了。
She said, don't you have a meeting?
不是你要有一个会要开吗？
And I said,Oh my goodness, you're right.
他说我说是的你说的对。
Like, I had totally forgotten that I had a meeting at 8 o'clock.
我完全忘记了我八点钟有一个会要去参加。
And so I had to change out of my pajamas.
然后我就脱下了我的睡衣。
Put on something decent.
然后穿上一件比较合宜的衣服。
And then ran to church to be late for a meeting.
然后跑到教会那时候已经会已经开了晚了。
And you see, because on a Monday night, I usually don't have a meeting.
一般来说星期天星期一晚上我没有会的。
And so I was kind of just doing my normal routine.
我就是继续进行我该做的事情。
And all of a sudden, bam, I forgot about something.
突然间就我就意识到我忘记了做一些事情。
And it was like a wake up call.
对我来说是一个闹钟把我叫醒。
All right. That's like a small example, but I think throughout life, we all experience different types of wake up calls.
这只是其中的一个例子。那在我们的生命里面，往往我们会经历到不同形式的闹钟。
We're living life a certain way.
我们过某一种的生活。
We're walking down a certain path.
我们走某一条的路。
And something happens.
突然间有一些事情发生。
Someone says something.
有些人讲了一些话。
And we wake up.
然后我们就醒了。
Right? Maybe we've had wake up calls about our marriages.
可能我们在我们的婚姻里面有一些的警钟。
Or maybe we've had a wake-up call about how our kids are doing.
或者是我们孩子带给我们的一些的警钟。
Or maybe you've had a wake-up call about your finances.
或者在你的经济状况里面出现了警告。
Right. In all our lives, I think we can all say that we've all experienced different types of wake-up calls.
所以在我们的生命里面，我们都经历了不同程度的这种的警告跟警钟。
Where we're kind of going through life.
当我们进入到生活里头
and something happens,
突然间有些事情发生
someone says something,
有些人说了一些话
and it wakes us up.
把我们叫醒
This morning's passage, Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through 7.
今天早上的经文是阿摩斯书的第六章这里。
The book of Amos is a wake-up call to Israel, not Israel today, Israel 2,700 years ago.
这个阿摩斯书对于以色列人，当时的以色列人来说是一个警钟，就把他们唤醒。
Because you see, the people of Israel back then, they were living life a certain way.
当时的以色列人他们过着某一种形态的生活。
And then God sent Amos, a prophet, to wake them up.
然后神就差派先知阿摩斯去给他们一个警告。
Before we look at Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, I want to give you a little bit of background, a little bit of context.
在我们没有进入到今天所要读的第六章第一节到第七节之前，我想给大家一些背景的介绍。
Whenever we read scripture, it's always important to understand the context.
当我们读圣经的时候，很重要是了解这个圣经上下文跟它的内容。
Whether what happens before the passage or after the passage.
这个经文的上下文跟它的内容。
Or what the historical context is.
或者当时历史背景的环境。
And so to give you a little bit of historical background, at this point, the nation of Israel has split into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom, confusingly enough, called Israel, and the southern kingdom called Judah.
当时的以色列已经被分成了两个国家，一个是在北边的以色列南，还有另外一个是在南边的犹大。
Okay, and so at this point, Amos is preaching to the northern kingdom, Israel.
所以这个时候，阿摩斯是在跟北边的以色列国在讲话。
But we know that Amos, he is from the southern kingdom, Judah.
那我们知道亚摩斯是从南国的犹大来的。
So you can imagine Israel as a northern kingdom. Here's someone from the south telling them something.
所以你可以想象到一个从南国来的人在跟一个北国的民族在讲话。
Even though they used to be one nation, now they're separate, they're split.
虽然他们本来是一个国家，但是现在却分成了两个国家。
It'd be like if someone from Canada, or do we have any Canadians here?
我们有没有一些加拿大人？
Sorry, Chen. So just imagine if someone from Canada comes down and starts telling us, oh, you Americans, you people, you need to do this and that and this. We would say, who are you? Go back to Canada.
就像我们今天有一个加拿大的人来到这里告诉我们美国这些人你们要做这个做那个，那我们就会跟你说你回去你自己国家，你算老几。
All right, and that's kind of the situation, right? That's Amos is from Judah and he's preaching against the northern kingdom Israel.
所以这个时候亚摩斯就是从南国来的先知向北国讲话。
What we also know is that Amos spoke around probably 760 BC, roughly.
亚摩斯是在差不多主前的760年的那个时候的先知。
And during that time, it was a very special time.
那个时候是一个很特别的时期。
Because during that time, there was actually peace between Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom.
在那个时期里面，北国跟南国都享受着一些平安。
But not only that, you know that in Israel, there's all these other nations around, right?
所以你也知道当时以色列国家是被周围很多其他的国家围绕着。
And during that time, all the other nations, they were either at peace with each other, or they're very weak.
所以那时候的国家，外面的国家不，有时候他们是可能跟以色列人是和好的，或者他们本身是非常的脆弱的一些国家。
And so because of that, Israel as a nation, the northern kingdom,
以色列在北国。
It was a time of unparalleled prosperity and peace.
那个时候他们有非常太平盛世的一个环境和一个繁华的时代。
Israel as a nation was very powerful at the time also.
那时候的以色列是非常强壮的强大的。
So you can imagine in Israel as a nation, everything was going perfectly for them.
所以那时候的以色列国是非常的完美。
Right. For those of you that work, it'd be like, you know, your work is just going perfect. Every project you work on, you know, just bam, 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 you finish it so quick.
就是好像你在今天的工作里面非常的顺利，所有所做的事情都非常的简单跟容易完成。
And then every day your company stock is reaching another all-time high, another all-time high, another all-time high.
然后你公司的股票就一天一天的在攀登这个高峰。
And you go to work and you're just happy and you're like, this is the best job. I have the best manager. I have the best coworkers.
那你又会觉得这时候我是有最好的公司、最好的老板和最好的同事。
And at home, everything is going well. Your wife loves you.
然后你回到家里，你的太太非常的爱你。
Your kids adore you.
你的孩子羡慕你。
Right, everything is going perfect.
所以所有的事情对你来说都是完美的。
You couldn't ask for anything more.
你不可能再要求更好的了。
This is the context in which Amos is speaking to the people of Israel.
这个就是当时亚摩斯对以色列人所讲话的一个背景。
And it's when everything seems to be going perfectly well, a wake-up call comes.
就在这个似乎是非常完美的环境底下，就有一个这样子警钟被敲醒了。
And so let's look at Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, and see what is this wake-up call from God, from Amos to the people of Israel.
那我们就来一起看一下到底这个第六章第一节到七节里面，阿摩斯对以色列人讲了些什么。
And Elder Raymond will just read it in Chinese.
亚摩斯书的第六章的第一节到第七节，国为列国之首，人罪著名，且为以色列家所归向，在锡安和撒玛利亚山安逸无忧的有祸了。你们要过到贾尼查看，从那里往大城哈马去，又下到非利士人的加特，看那些国比你们的国还强吗？警戒比你们的警戒还宽吗？你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行暴强暴，你们躺卧在象牙床上，舒身在塔上，吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊，弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐曲，如同大卫所造的，以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。所以这些人必在被掳的人中首先被掳，赎身的人荒宴之乐必消灭了。
This morning's passage, much like the Old Testament prophets, was written in poetical form.
今天的经文就像其他的圣经里面的先知的书信是用诗歌的形式来写
的。And so sometimes when you read it, you may say, "Hey, what is this about? I don't understand this."
你有时候在读的时候会发现比较难明白，有时候不知道他在讲什么。
Because just like poetry, sometimes you have to read it many times to kind of understand the nuance or kind of what is being spoken about.
就像这些诗歌的时候，你需要重复的去读诵，才能够知道它里面到底讲了些什么。
Right. In verse 1, we see who's being addressed here.
在第一节那里，我们看见谁是接受这封先知的。
Amos is speaking to the notable men, the well-educated, the powerful, the wealthy, the affluent here.
这一段的经文是告诉那些权位的那些尊贵的那些有权势的人所说的一些话。
We won't get into it, but he also addresses the women in chapter 4. So women don't think that, you know, Amos only doesn't like the guys, but he likes the women. He also addresses the women in chapter 4, which we won't look into this morning.
其实阿摩斯也有对妇女讲话，那是记载在第四章，不要觉得你们被忽略了。
But in chapter 6, he says, Woe to you who are complacent. Beginning of verse 1. Yeah.
在第六章那里他说 Which verse?
Woe to you who are complacent. Verse 1.
Oh, verse 1.
Yeah, just the opening part.
Oh, okay. 在那里第一章那里说安逸无忧无虑的有祸了。
Right. Because you see what had happened was, as I mentioned before, the nation of Israel, everything was going perfectly fine.
你看到当时的环境，以色列是非常的完美无缺的。
They became too comfortable.
他们非常的享受在自己的安逸当中。
They were living life kind of on cruise control.
他们的生活就像是自动驾驶一样。
Right. But then Amos comes and he says, "Wake up."
但是当亚摩斯来的时候，他就说：“醒来吧。
”Right. And you look at verse 2 and he mentions two places, Kauna and Hamath.
那里讲到在第二节那里讲到贾尼和哈马。
Kauna and Hamath, they were major cities of the nation of Syria.
这两个是在叙利亚的两个重要的城市。
Okay, and it's kind of strange because in verse 2, he kind of asks a question like, are you better than them?
那有点特别的是在这节经文里面亚摩斯就问以色列人你们觉得自己有比其他这两个城市好吗？
And if Israel were to answer honestly, they would say, yes, we are better than them. We're more powerful, we're more wealthy, right? We're in a good place.
那以色列人可能就会说我们是比他们好，因为我们比较富裕，我们比较有能力，我们比较强大。
But see, the question wasn't asking about how they were doing physically.
但是这个问题并不是问他们到底他们的物质状况是怎么样。
But he's asking, remember, Syria is a pagan nation. They worship other idols.
你知道叙利亚是一个外邦的民族，他是拜假神的。
And what Amos is asking is, are you any different than them?
那阿摩斯是问他，你跟他们有什么两样吗？
Are you any different? You are my chosen people, but yet are you any different than them?
亚摩斯说，你是我的选民，但是你跟他们有什么不一样吗？
And the answer would be, no, they're not.
那答案是没有，你跟他们没有什么两样。
Right. And so Amos is challenging them.
所以阿摩斯就对他们发出挑战。
And in verses 3 through 6, we see why were they so complacent? Why were they just so comfortable? Why were they just kind of living life?
所以第三节到第六节那里，我们就可以看出他们为什么会在这种安逸自满的环境里面生活。
And we see three things. The first one is they were living in extravagant comfort.
那这里我们就看到他们是在这种奢侈的享受当中过他们的日子。
In verse 4 it says they slept on beds with ivory carvings all around.
所以他们当时是睡在那些用象牙所雕塑的床上。
Right. Ivory back then as it is today is expensive.
象牙是非常珍贵的，即使是在当时的社会。
He was saying, look at you. Your beds are more expensive than other people's houses.
你看你的床比其他人的房子还珍贵。
Right. The second thing we see is that their excessive feasting.
接下来我们看到他们有过度的宴乐。
The second half of verse 4 it says, you dine on choice lambs and fattened calves.
他说你吃群中的你吃群中的羊羔和棚里的牛犊。
You maybe think, is God like vegetarian? Does he not want people to eat lambs?
那你就会觉得神是不是这个只吃蔬菜的，不喜欢人家吃肉。
You have to understand the context here. Do you know what most people, the average person in Israel would eat? What would be kind of their average meal or what would be their average food?
当你了解这个当时以色列人普通的居民他们所享用的食物是怎么样的。
They would mainly eat wheat and barley.
他们主要所吃的就是大麦跟那种
fruits and vegetables.
小麦或者是水果跟蔬菜。
Right, from what we know is some Israelites, they would maybe eat meat only 3 to 4 times a year.
有些以色列人只能够享用肉一年只有三四次的机会享用这个肉食。
Right, oftentimes at special Jewish festivals, they would eat meat.
可能就是在那些以色列人特别的节庆日子里面。
And here Amos is saying, these wealthy, these affluent, they're eating meat every meal.
但是这些有钱的以色列人却每天在享用的丰富的肉食。
Appetizer is meat. Dinner is meat. Midnight snack is meat.
他们的前菜、他们的主菜，甚至他们的宵夜都是肉。
And what we also know is that they would have these cows, and they would feed these cows lots of food to fatten up the cow, right?
那你看，他们的牛都需要吃很多的东西才能够长胖。
That these cows were eating better than the poor people in Israel.
这些牛所吃的比当时人所吃的都还要好。
And Amos is saying, look what is happening.
所以阿摩斯就说你看到底发生了什么样事情。
Right. And so these people, they were eating excessively.
所以这些人吃得非常的丰盛。
Right. We also see in verse 5, they had all this time.
那第五节那里也告诉我们他有非常多的时间。
And verse 5 is not saying, you know, you shouldn't play musical instruments.
第五节那里不是说你不要去弹奏乐器。
But the picture here is that there are these people, they're just lying on their ivory beds.
那你会看到其实这些人是躺在他们的象牙床上。
You know, they're just eating meat. Oh,
no, no, no. 就在那里一直吃肉。
And they're like, oh, I have all this time in the world.
那时候我有世上所有的时间。
Oh, what should I do?
那我该做什么呢?
Oh, maybe I'll play guitar for a little bit.
所以我要弹一下吉他。
Oh, maybe I'll play the harp a little bit.
弹弹这个东西啊。
Right, like, it was just extravagant. They had all this food, all this time. Right?
所以我有这么多时间, 这么多的, 享受。
And they thought themselves like kings, right? In verse 5 it says, you're like David, King David.
他们这里讲到第五节那里说, 他们就以为自己好像, 王一样, 就像大卫王一样。
When in fact there are nothing like David, who we know was a man after God's own heart.
但是我们知道他们根本与大卫完全不像, 因为大卫是, 跟随神的心意的人。
Not only that, we also see in verse 6, it says that you drink wine by the bowlful.
第六节那里他说你用大碗来喝酒。
Right? So if you ever drink wine, you know people drink it by the what? The glass, right?
那今天如果我们喝酒的话,我们是用杯子来喝酒。
Right. Here in the Hebrew, I don't know how to translate in the Chinese, but English it says bowl.
中文也是。
Right. And so you think, usually you think of it as like a small bowl, right?
就是一个碗。
Right? But the Hebrew word here for bowlful, don't think small bowl, think like Home Depot, like big gallon, like a paint, that size.
当他这里讲到碗的时候,不要想象是一个小碗, 而是像 Home Depot 那种装油漆的桶。
Right? And so the picture here is not only did these people eat excessively, live extravagantly, have all this excessive time, they are also getting excessively drunk.
他们不单只是享受这种美好的生活，这种过剩的这种宴乐，他们还把自己给灌醉了。Right,
and so you can imagine they're sitting on their beds, just kind of eating meat, playing guitar, and glug 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 glug, big gallonfuls of wine.
所以你可以想象他们躺在床上弹着吉他，在那里一直喝着这个大桶的酒。Right,
and all that says here, second part of verse 6 is use the finest lotions.
第六节那里还要讲到他们用这种 上等的油
Right, and so, you know, it wasn't like, I don't know anything about lotions, okay? So ladies, you can help me out here. I'm sure there's some sort of nice expensive lotion that maybe costs like $50 for like a little like a jar, right? Something like that? Yes? Maybe? Sorry, yeah.
那个我对于这个 油不太了解，如果姐妹了解的话，可以告诉我，可能有一些油它是很珍贵的，藏在这个小小的一罐里头。
Right. And the picture here is they're not just kind of like, oh, dab, 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 dab here, right? But like all over, right? Excessive.
他不是说拿着这个油点点自己的脸上，而是把整罐的油往身上去倒。
Like by the bucket full.
一大桶的油。
And the picture here that Amos is painting here is that Israel, their life is about comfort.
所以这里以色列，我们看到以色列他们的生活是为了享受跟安逸。
Their life is all about security.
他们的生活是需要有 安稳。
Their life is all about pleasure, what tastes good, what feels good.
他们的生活是在乎于他们的喜乐，他们什么 吃得好跟 住得好。
And their life is about luxury.
他们的生活是有关于这个, 奢侈。
But then we see the second half of verse 6.
但是我们看见第六节的下半部。
We see here it says that you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
在下半部讲到, 却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
Here, the Joseph is just another way of saying Israel.
约瑟其实是另外一个 以色列的称号
Because we know Joseph's two sons Ephraim and Manasseh were the main tribes in the northern kingdom of Israel. So it's just another way of saying Israel. Yeah.
约瑟他有两个儿子以法莲跟这个马拿西，所以他们是这个以色列的代表。
And the picture here is the word here grieve, another way to say think of grieve is like in Hebrew it means like sick. You get sick.
这里所讲到的担忧 在原文的希伯来文是说到这个病痛。
Right. And so the picture is that, yes, after they drink all this wine, they're going to get what? They're going to get sick and, you know, throw up or not feel good.
所以当他们喝了这些过多的酒以后, 他们就会感到不适。
But here it's saying, you get sick over that, but you don't get sick over what is happening in your land.
所以这里讲到就是说,他们这些人,他们 因为喝酒而感到不适，可是他们却没有去看到他们身边的人而感到不适。
that they were living this life of luxury and prosperity, there are many in their land that were poor and suffering.
当他们过了这些富裕的生活的时候，他们没有看到他们周围有这些有需要跟贫穷的人。
Right? That while they didn't spare any cost to taking care of themselves, they spent nothing and paid no attention to the other people.
他们把所有的费用都花费在自己的身上，却没有去照顾到他们身边有需要的人。
And what we know from history is this prophecy happened around 760 BC.
从圣经里面我知道这一段的经文是发生在主前的760年。
And in 722 BC from history.
在历史上告诉我们主前的722年的时候。
The Assyrian Empire comes and conquers the northern kingdom of Israel.
亚述人就占领了这个北国的以色列。
So 38 years roughly after Amos prophesied to the nation of Israel, they are destroyed.
所以在38年以后这个以色列国就灭亡了。
And in verse 7 says, therefore you will be among the first to go into exile, your feasting and lounging will end.
所以这里讲到说你们这些人就必在被掳的人中首先被掳。
And what we know from history is that when Assyria conquered Israel, the northern kingdom,
所以当亚述人把北国占去的时候，
You know who were the first people to be captured and become slaves?
有哪一些人是首先被掳的？
It was the wealthy, the educated, and the powerful.
就是那些有钱的、受教育的和有能力的人。
Right. And in the case of this story and what we know of Amos, it's a very sad and tragic story.
所以我们知道这个故事背后所带出的是一个非常非常不好的结局。
God gave them a wake-up call.
神给他们一个警告。
But they didn't wake up.
但他们没有被唤醒。
And in the end, they were punished and judged.
所以他们到最后就被惩罚，被审判。
How does this passage relate to us today?
那这段经文对我们今天有什么意义？
We're not Israel.
我们不是以色列人。
But I think there are some principles we can still pull away from this morning's passage.
但是我们仍然可以在这里学到一些的东西。
The first one is this, is that God desires us to worship Him and not just His blessings.
第一个就是神教导我们要去敬拜他，而不是只是敬拜他给我们的祝福。
I think most of us, if not all of us, can say that God has blessed us tremendously.
我想很多人都可以说神给他们带来很多的祝福。
But yet, do we worship God's blessings or do we worship God Himself?
那问题是我们到底是敬拜那个神赐给我们的祝福呢，还是敬拜神他自己？
You see, it's very easy to turn God's blessings into an idol.
我们很容易就把神给我们的祝福变成我们的偶像。
When God gives us wealth, then we start worshiping wealth and not God.
当神给我们富裕的时候，我们就去敬拜这个富裕，而不是敬拜神。
When God gives us education, then we start worshiping education and not God.
当神给我们教育的时候，我们就是去敬拜这个教育，而不是敬拜神。
When God gives us children, we start worshiping our children and not God.
当神给我们儿女的时候，我们就去敬拜这些儿女，而不是敬拜神。
And what we see throughout the Old Testament is that the people of Israel, every time God blessed them, they end up forgetting about God and they end up worshiping God's blessings.
所以在历史里面，我们看到，当以色列人得到神的祝福的时候，他们就去敬拜这个这些的祝福，而不是敬拜神。
Not only that, from this passage we see that everything may be going well for you right now. Everything may be going perfectly for you right now.
所以你会看到，在你的生活里面，可能觉得每样事情都非常的顺利。
And we may think, oh wow, God is blessing me so much right now. God is so pleased with me.I must be, you know, living a right life and everything about my life is great.
所以你可能会觉得这个是神给我的祝福，肯定了我所做的一切，让我有这么好的生活。
But maybe God is being patient with you.
可能这个时候是神对你有耐心。
And God is waiting for you to come back to Him.
神在等候你可以转回。
Sometimes we think when everything's going well, okay, you know, God's on my side.
当每件事情都很顺利的时候，你可能觉得神就在你那边。
But in fact, you could be very far from God.
有可能在这个时候，你跟神离得很远。
And God is waiting for you to come back to Him.
神可能在这个时候等候你的回转。
In the New Testament, we see the same thing. We don't have time, but Jesus many times throughout the Gospels and also throughout Paul's letters addressed or warn his disciples about the temptations of wealth and power and money and security.
今天可能我们没有机会仔细去看，但在新约圣经里面，我们看见有很多的教导，包括保罗的教导里面告诉我们这些财富、权力跟这些富裕所带给我们的一些危险。
And I believe this morning's passage and this morning's sermon serves as a wake-up call to many of us here.
所以今天我希望这段的经文所讲带出的信息给我们也是一个警告。
You see, we're kind of just living life, walking down this path.
我们的生活好像这些人一样，也是走在某一条路上。
And God is saying, "Wake up!"
但神却说，醒来。
So do you see what's going on?
你有没有看见什么事在发生
？Look around.
看看周围。
Look at yourself.
看看你自己。
Right. Let me ask you, what is your purpose in life? What do you want in life?
我想请问大家，你生命的目的是什么？你到底想要什么？
And for those of you that have kids,
对那
what do you want for your kids?
对那些有孩子的，你问，我想问你，你想你的孩子得到什么？
Will you consider yourself a successful parent if your child goes to graduate school and ends up with a good job and lives a life of security and comfort?
你会不会觉得你是一个成功的父母，当你的孩子可以进入到很好的高等学院，然后在那里出来以后得到了一个很好的工作，过了一个很好的日子。
Is that your purpose or your end goal for your children?
这是不是你对你孩子最终的期望？
But yet they could be so far from God.
可是他们可能对离神很远。
What is your goal in life?
你人生的目标是什么？
Right. Is it the...Have that nice house.
是不是要有拥有一个很好的房子
？So you can retire in comfort and security.
可以在那里过你退休的生活。
And what does God have to say about that?
神会怎么说
？Right. You see, in the book of Amos, the wealthy, the affluent, they were living life so comfortably, but they ignored the people around them.
我们看见亚摩斯。跟以色列人说，他们就忽略了周围的人民，他们过着这种痛苦的生活，而自己却享受着这种富裕的生活。
Their cows were eating better than other people were.
这些以色列人，他们的牛比那些穷人所吃的还要好。
Right. And they didn't see anything wrong with that.
他们没有看到这是有什么不妥当的事情。
They thought, "What's wrong with that?"
他们觉得没有问题。
Right. And I think this morning this.Passage serves as a wake-up call to many of us here living in the Silicon Valley.
我想今天的这段经文对我们很多在硅谷这边生活的人是一个警告。
I know many of you won't like me because of this passage, but this isn't my message. This is God's word.
你们可能有人不喜欢我，但是我是跟你说，这是神的话语。
I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you.
我想鼓励你去挑战，发出挑战。
To wake up.
醒来吧。
A couple of final applications.
最后有几个应用的地方。
Be in scripture.
要忠于经圣经。
I think so much of our lives we make decisions and we make goals without ever being in God's word.
我们常常会做出一些的决定，但是却没有寻求圣经的旨意。
For many of us, when we buy something, we consult consumer reports more than we consult scripture.
有时候我们要买东西的时候，我们只会去看消费者的报告，而不去看看圣经的教导。
Right, many of life's decisions, we aren't in prayer about it.
在我们生活里面，我们常常不在祷告里面。
Be in scripture, be in prayer.
在圣经里面跟祷告里面。
The third one is something that's going to be very difficult for some of you.
第三样是可能对大家来说是比较困难的。
That is be in community or be accountable to other people.
就是在社区里面互相彼此的交代跟担当。
For a lot of decisions I make, I have a lot of good Christian guy friends that I say, "What do you think about this?"
在我的生活里面，我有很多很好的基督徒，我可以去问他们，你们觉得我这样做怎么样？
And they are brutally honest with me.
但是他们就会非常直接的跟我说。
In fact, oftentimes they'll say things that I don't want to hear.
常常他们会告诉一些我不想听的事。
But they challenge me.
但是他们挑战我。
And they help me to follow God better.
他们叫我让更加的专心的仰赖神。
Let me ask you, do you have people in your life that can keep you accountable to things?
你有没有人在你身上使你可以可以有所交代
？Right? Or are you a dictator?
或者你是一个独裁者
？Right? You make the decisions.
你自己做自己的决定。
God's not in the picture.
神不在你的画面里面。
Neither are other brothers and sisters in Christ.
或者其他的弟兄也不在里面。
This morning's passage is a wake-up call.
今天这段经文是一个警钟。
For us to wake up and to see how we are living our lives.
他要唤醒我们，让我们知道怎么样过我们的日子。
How God has blessed us tremendously.
神丰富的加添给我们。
But it's not just for our own comfort and our own pleasure.
不是为了我们自己的享乐跟舒适。
But it's to bless those around us as well.
是要我们去祝福我们身边的人。
And ultimately to worship God with.
让我们都可以去敬拜神。
Let us pray.
一起祷告。
God, this morning's passage is a very hard one for me to preach, and I know it's not an easy one for us to hear.
今天的经文是一段不容易讲的，也不是让我们容易听得进去的。
Lord, we confess in ways that we are like the people of Israel.
我们向你承认，我们就像那些以色列人一样。
Where our life is about our pleasure, our comfort.
我们的生活就是为了我们自己的享乐。
And not about others.
不是为了其他。
And not about you.
也不是为了你。
God, I pray for us as a church.
我们为了这个教会祷告。
That we would be salt and light in this community.
我们要成为这个社区的光跟盐。
Not just with our words.
也不只是靠着我们自己的话语。
With our lives.
我们的生活。
With our time,
我们的时间
with our money,
我们的金钱
with our education,
我们的教育
God, we love others because you first loved us.
我们爱其他人因为你先爱了我们
God, we serve others and think of others because you thought of us.
我们去服侍我们身边的人因为你首先想到了我们
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们
Help us to wake up.
让我们醒来
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Joy 牧师在我们当中的分享，我们愿神他自己的话语继续在我们每个人心里面来动。